And now for another Human Factors Minute.
Heart rate monitoring is often used to gather real-time data from a user's physiological response while they are performing tasks on a product or system. This is an important biometric and neuro measurement tool because it senses unconscious changes in a user's stress, workload, and drowsiness. Since mental processing, like emotional reactions and decision-making, happen unconsciously, it offers more insight to how a user's body is responding to a given situation. In user studies, if a participant is having trouble completing a task, they may become more emotionally aroused and stressed. Even if they verbally express that they aren't having much difficulty, heart rate monitoring can provide insight into the actual physiological response during various tasks. There are a few main methods of gathering data from heart rate monitoring. A PPG has an optical sensor which measures discoloration of a user's skin as blood runs through capillaries and arteries with each heartbeat. The most common PPGs are usually fingertip sensors or wrist bracelets, and they are low cost, not very intrusive, and easy to set up. However, they have more noise and waveform morphology variation than other methods, like an electrocardiogram. Both ECG and EKG reference an electrocardiogram, which directly measures the heart's electrical activation. It creates different waveform data than a PPG, but it's most accurate for real-time heart rate monitoring. A wearable EKG chest monitor is the most accurate way outside of a hospital setting to gather a user's heart rate data. The downside to these devices is that they're typically expensive and more intrusive than a PPG.
This has been another Human Factors Minute.
Support us on Patreon for access to our full library of additional Human Factors Minutes at patreon.com/humanfactorscast.